You're listening to SBS News.
US President Joe Biden has signed an order to send nearly 500 troops to Somalia to train and support Somali forces in their fight against Al-Shabaab. Troops will be repositioned from current posts in Africa to assist Somali forces counter the largest and wealthiest affiliate of the Al-Qaeda extremist organisation. US Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the terror threat extends beyond concerns over African security.
Al-Shabaab continues to conduct attacks, certainly there in Somalia. They have been capable of conducting attacks in the region. And we know that in the past they have expressed at least the intent and desire to attack outside the region, including against American interests. So we're watching this closely. This is not a threat that's going away. Again, it's not like we haven't been doing anything in Somalia at all. That's not true. It's just the secretary believes and the president has approved his recommendation that that a better, more efficient way to get at that threat is to have a more persistent presence. But it'll be a moderate presence. The work they'll be doing will be deliberate to the threat.
The United States remains engaged in a long fight against Islamic extremists around the world. Insurgent group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out bombings in the capital, Mogadishu, and elsewhere as it seeks to topple the Horn of Africa country's central government and establish its own rule in Somalia based on its strict interpretation of Islamic Sharia law. However, the US troops are not being sent to engage in direct combat, according to a senior Biden administration official who wished to remain anonymous. Instead, the troops will provide security to personnel from the State Department and the US Agency for International Development. Mr. Kirby says they will work with the government to emerge from years of turmoil.
Shifting to a persistent presence will not change the mission, and it will not imply substantial changes in resources. We're working now to evaluate local conditions, including those following the Somali presidential election yesterday. And we're engaging partners in the region, including the Somali government, to determine the best way forward.
This comes as Somalia elected former President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed on Sunday, who hopes to unite the country after years of clan tensions and government insecurity.
When it comes to grudges of any kind, I'm prepared to resolve them, just as I said when I announced my candidacy earlier this week. No revenge and no political tracking that targets anyone. This country has enough rules and laws, and if any difference arises, we will review the laws this country enacted.
Trump abruptly ordered the withdrawal of approximately 700 troops from Somalia at the end of his term in January 2021, an extension of a broader policy of seeking to pull the US out of what he referred to as endless wars around the world. But that came at a cost, wasting time, money and momentum as troops had to rotate in and out of the country, according to John Kirby.
So again, this is a repositioning of forces that are already in theater, who have traveled in and out of Somalia now on an episodic basis since January of 2021. Our view was, the Secretary's view was, that that episodic engagement model was inefficient and increasingly unsustainable. Forces also lost time on target and critical situational awareness needed to detect and disrupt an enemy attack.
The president has also approved a Pentagon request to target about a dozen suspected leaders of Al-Shabaab, according to the New York Times. The group has killed more than a dozen Americans in East Africa, including three in a January 2020 attack on a base used by US counterterrorism forces in Kenya. The rebel group has made territorial gains against Somalia's federal government in recent months, reversing the gains of African Union peacekeepers who had once pushed the militants into remote areas of the country. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.